This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, here's the switch from San Francisco's new DA, District Attorney. Public urination will not be prosecuted. So there you go. Pee as you will.
Is that like because it's okay, we're going to take this time out to punish people who just had to pee?
Well,
it's
no.
It's not worth the manpower?
During the campaign not to prosecute public urination and other quality of life crimes if he was elected. So it was.
What about what if I had to go take a really coarse hock? Would that be okay?
Imagine.
Do it anywhere.
No. It didn't say anything about defecation, but I imagine if you're not going to prosecute someone for urination, that would be the same fluids, right?
Yeah, but what did they do about, because the thing about public urination that always got me is we've all done it, but certain people have went on the sex offender list because of a child may have seen your genitals.
Right.
Or... you know, this, and I don't agree with it. I think if you can't label people who got caught peeing outside with people who were touching children inappropriately or whatever that may be, you know?
There's a different theory behind that. The theory is that they want to decriminalize poverty and homelessness. So if you have nowhere to go, and I know in big cities, they're not going to let the average person come in and use a public bathroom.
Yeah.
Like the ones in San Francisco, they got those, it's a futuristic looking public bathroom, but they all
It's like a pod, but yeah. People go in there and.
They got to put these things in like France has, but like the urinal.
On the streets, but like look, a phone booth.
Could you go like that? I mean, the dude's exposed.
It looks like you're just peeing into a trash can at Hardee's from back in the 80s.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah. Yes, I've done that, so sure.
But that's a little bit more sanitary than walking in it.
Isn't it because San Francisco has a raging homeless problem?
It is.
That's the biggest reason for this.
Yeah, Asheville, too.
Have just Asheville ain't got nothing on what it's like in San Francisco and L.A. right now.
Oh, you said homeless.
I did. Homeless.
Well, I mean...
You said raging homeless.
Okay. If you're going to arrest somebody...
Oh, yeah, homeless.
For having to go to the bathroom, that's a basic need. You can't help it if you don't have anywhere to go. And I see if you're going to round them all up and put them in jail for that, there's other crimes that you can be... you know, rounding people up for.
This is why every American should get a catheter.
Every?
A used one.
No, don't use the used ones. You can't fly airplanes if you use the used ones.
I couldn't go if people, if you could walk by me and wave at me. Like, I got to have some kind of enclosure. I get nervous. Shy bladder, I guess. I don't know. What if you get a tour come by? Here's the main thing.
And again, talking about equality, I mean, that's where men do have it over women when it comes to that. I mean, God bless you.
I guess women can pee on the streets, too.
Well, they do.
Yeah, but I'm saying as far as availability goes, like, we can just unzip and, you know, whip it out.
Yeah.
Whereas a woman has to go, you know, you've all seen a woman use the bathroom, I think.
Yeah, a little more effort put in than just, you know, dudes doing it wherever.
You know how it is, a squat. It's just a little different. It's a little messier for us, but, you know, all the same. You have to go when nature calls, and there's nothing you can do about it if there's nothing provided for you.
Oh, I hearken back to college days. Wait a minute. Donnie's on the phone again. Donnie, is that you?
It's nature.
That's nature calling.
Nature's calling. 56K modem.
College days, I remember one time I was setting at a red light in downtown Clemson, and I turned down the radio. I was like, what is that noise? It's like, I have a flat tire. I hear the air coming out of my tire. It turns out it was a woman urinating outside.
Yeah, oh, it's nice. Really hard when you hear it. It's, man, it sounds strange.
I was stuck in traffic.
Then I thought maybe there's a snake.
Yeah.
On a bridge, San Mateo Bridge in California, and I really had to go potty.
Yeah.
I mean, like real bad. And I couldn't go anywhere, and I was watching men just go.
Yeah.
And it was, I really wished I was.
What'd you do?
I waited in pain because I didn't want to. I mean, I could have really done it outside of my car or inside my car, but I didn't have anywhere to put it.
Dude, one of the greatest like, contraptions
as, have a cup.
As seen on TV is that toilet seat that plugs into your trailer hitch.
Oh, yeah.
And you can just sit there. But if you had a low rider truck, that would really suck. Yeah. Also, if you had a really tall truck, that would suck.
Yeah, it would. Yeah,
I'd end up fall off, break my neck trying to wipe.
So I imagine if I was homeless, I'd have a little bucket or something to carry along with me and put it somewhere. I mean,
you
what
go to the lake
gonna...
house if you're homeless.
What else? But if I was there on the streets, I wouldn't just like, you know, like men do. I would put it somewhere and dispose of it, maybe like, in a dumpster.
Remember over there off Buncombe Road, Tent City? Popped up several years ago here in Greenville. And then they went through and, you know.
Yeah, they got rid of it.
And then also years ago, Jimmy, remember you and I went on an expedition fishing, ended up out in the woods somewhere, and we came upon those that family of like nine that were living in the woods.
Yeah,
with,
man.
Like lean-tos and tarps and stuff.
Yep.
So the tent city on Buncombe Road clearly gone because Swamp Rabbit, you know, making this pretty again. Where do those people go? Like, everybody says the ones in Greenville go right up 25 and go to Asheville. But why so far? If you, I mean, like, is there nothing closer for them to go to?
I thought there was still a tent city, but it just moved.
I guess that's where, like, I mean, there's more opportunity there. And, people, I mean, you're less likely to be scrutinized for it there, apparently.
That I could tell you.
All right. Well, remember we were talking about the remake of Baby, It's Cold Outside?
Yes.
Well, and I was talking about the legend himself, Dean Martin, performing that song and how we've known it for so many years to be just a staple, and it wasn't meant to be creepy at all.
It's where we listened to songs and didn't listen to the lyrics.
Right.
And realized sometimes, like, oh, man, you know.
Well, Dean Martin's daughter, Deanna Martin, she's definitely not a fan of John Legend's new version of Baby, It's Cold Outside. Which makes it a little bit more PC. And she was on a British talk show, and she said she likes John, but she's absolutely offended that he rewrote the lyrics. And yeah, she says it's absurd. I think what he's
Dean
done.
Dean Martin's daughter, I bet, uses the word absurd a lot, right?
Probably.
She reminds me already of like Mommy Dearest.
Well, she's offended that people are offended. I'm
no,
not
she's
offended,
offended that his song is now going to be archaic and she's not going to live off the publishing, likely.
Well,
I
likely.
Would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe she's just kind of, you know, why change history at this point now? And she thinks what he done is he's stealing the thunder from Frank Lesser's song and from my dad, she says. He should write his own song if he doesn't like this one. But don't change the lyrics. It's a classic, perfect song. So she likes the way it is. It doesn't. It's not creepy to her at all.
People have no use for new Christmas songs. Mm-mm. They just want the same old Christmas songs.
Yeah, she has a new album out. I'm on DeannaMartin.com.
Okay.
Her new album, Swing Street's available now.
You're right, though. You want that tradition. That's yeah, what reminds you.
I mean, people want the same old Christmas
song.
Yeah,
nobody's going to go and change it like, oh, because if you're at a Christmas party, that's background music and you're lit.
And have they redone...
Or you're just working on getting lit and you don't care what's playing.
Yeah. Rudolph or any of those kind of cartoons? Or I know people have sung that song.
We played Mela Kaliki Maka yesterday and everybody knows about Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
Now you should look it up. SNL did a bunch of sketches on it.
Yeah.
He's mean as kids.
People still do Bing Crosby, White Christmas?
Yeah,
the
Bingers.
The most popular White Christmas is Bing Crosby, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crosby, Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep,
there you
yep.
go.
People like old Merle Ives.
Burl. You're thinking of Haggard.
It's that deep voice.
Two different people.
Burl Haggard.
Well, Sharon Stone, speaking of music news, she's not happy. She's suing over a song called Sharon Stoned. And she's suing a rapper, Channel West Coast. Or Chanel Western.
I was going to say, you of all people should know that. Did she have a gucky bag?
Chanel West Coast.
Or Chanel West Coast.
It was Louis Vuitton.
For using her name repeatedly in a track called Sharon Stone. And Sharon says that she's trying to capitalize on her, quote, extraordinary level of popularity and fame.
Of Dr. School's shoes.
She also says that she maintains strict control over how her name and likeness is used. And you got to kind of respect that because you don't want people.
The Chanel West Coast, Channel West Coast is. That's the girl from Robin Big, the blonde girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she with Rob Dyrdek or something?
Hey, folks.
Hey, look.
Come on, man.
Can we put some Rob Dyrdek in Paige's smoothie tomorrow?
No. There's none of that.
Coming right up.
No organs.
Hey, folks.
No organs. Livers.
I shot that one.
Genitalia. Please. Yeah. Ears. I don't want to eat ears or tails or buttocks. So.
Oh, yeah. I don't either. Ever. Oh.
Buttocks.
Paige does not want to eat any buttocks, she said.
Do not want to. Yeah,
well, you need awful. To get with the times. It's 2019. That's what folks do now.
Well, this is why Sharon is so upset with Chanel, because her name is repeated 33 times. And the name, or.
Okay. Well, consider that. Hey, guess what?
It's like that song that drops Drew Barrymore in the chorus because they just didn't know how to write a song. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even rhyme, but they still use her name. It's like, y'all should be just happy that you're still being used as a cultural reference, even though it's kind of outdated as hell.
Yeah, I mean, if Michael Jordan started suing rappers in Michael Jackson's estate, Jay-Z go broke.
Yeah.
He's always talking about Michael.
Do you need someone to do you a favor? I certainly do. I need a plumber, an electrician. I'm always asking someone to do me a favor, but those favors usually cost me way too much money.
Sounds like a commercial beginning.
No, I'm just telling you in general. So when
are you starting Paige's List?
I need to.
What is this
to,
an advertisement for? I don't see
this
on
is
the
no
log.
Advertisement. This is just a true.
I hope you don't turn
story.
This Chanel, but listen to what I'm about to say.
This is true.
You sound like the side I used to watch where she didn't have money.
If you need a favor, here's a trick for your chances of getting a yes from somebody. So you need someone to come over and cut your grass, right? Someone needed that a while back. So the next time you ask someone for a favor, you can increase your chances of getting a yes by giving them a choice to decline. So after you ask...
Give me an example.
Just on tacking something like, it's okay if you say no. Maybe you're saying, if you can... I understand if you don't want to.
Okay.
Or if you can't, I understand that you're busy. Or if you can't, I understand that you really don't want to. But I would appreciate it if you do.
Hmm.
So you're giving them the option to say no.
Is that by text or are we saying that in person also?
I imagine you can do that either way.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So you don't have to feel guilty by saying no to somebody, but by giving them the option, according to this, they probably might say yes over no because you're not like pressuring them into the yes.
No.
So you're saying if you ask politely, you will get have better results.
Well, I mean, you can ask. Okay, if I ask politely, I would say, "Would you please come over and do something for me?" And that's polite.
What are we thinking about? Is this innuendos or?
Well, I mean, whatever you need someone to do, just say, please come over. I really need a friend who will help me out. But if you say, will you please come over, and then follow it up with, I understand if you can. I understand. Say no, you give them the choice to decline. And if you give them that choice, the probability, according to the study, that they will say yes because you gave them the choice to decline instead of putting them on the fence saying, yes or no, I need to know now.
All right. Well.
Seems like it makes sense. Don't you just kind of just do that, though, just to be nice, though? But, hey, I understand if you can't, but if you could, be nice.
Yeah.
Commanding you.
I think it also depends on how close you are to the person. Like, I don't have to say that to you when I'm talking to you, right, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Like, if I said, hey, Friday night, you want to drive to the freight yard? Yeah. I ride with you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't need to say, I understand if you don't want me to ride with you.
Yeah, I understand if you don't want me to do this. Because, you know, I mean, just we're tired enough that I'll just tell you if I got something else going on or can't do it.
So this
we can do that.
Study was done in France, and it was tested out by someone walking around a mall and asking people for change to pay for their bus fare. So if you say, it's okay if you can't. I understand if you don't want to give me money for bus fare. It's okay if you say no. But because you gave that little qualifier, they said yes, more than just saying, can I have some money?
Let's try it out. Paige, I know you probably don't want to agree to this, but are you cool if we put donkey buttholes in your smoothie tomorrow morning?
No, I'm not.
My grinder handle.
It ain't up to Paige.
I got to change it now.
I'm going to tell you.
What about Shrek? Would you go with that?
No, I don't want to eat that end of anything.
Shrek's good.
What about one of those weird ears that Shrek has? They're like, what were those things called?
Vuvuzela?
What were those things? So it was a cartoon back in the 80s where they had the weird quirks?
You're older than
quirks.
Me.
Quirks? Snorks. The snorks.
The snorks are great, man. I love some snorks. Oh. They're a good cartoon.
There we go. The quirks. Right. Jesus.
All right, then. Well, Rise Guys,
I celebrate not being stupid.
Hallelujah. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Get your fingers ready. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Because we don't just have one pair. We don't just have two pair.
Do we have three pairs?
We got three pair of tickets to see Bad Wolves, and you'll be registered to go to the meet and greet sound check party when we come back. Dun 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 dun. Dun. 5 in 10.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, chips and four. Guys, you
nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
Wow. Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
What?
I'm surprised you didn't drop a hey baby.
Hey baby.
Hey mama. I love Roberto Duran.
Well, you know, no moss.
Like, was there anybody around back then that didn't love freaking Duran? Like, they were awesome.
Stupid people.
Yeah. Even when I found out they were not from this country, I was like, I'm still cool with that. The name LeBron should have given it away, but
yeah,
I love Duran. I don't know if they still tour, but I'd go see them. They play Harris.
I come around soon.
I'd go see Duran.
Really?
You wouldn't?
Nah, but I wouldn't go see anybody. Really?
Well, that's a good point you make. Well, the reason I chose to rejoin with Hungry Like the Wolf is because we have tickets not to see Duran, but to see some wolves. Bad ones.
Bad Wolves.
Bad Wolves. Thursday week at the Firmament. Not only will you win a pair of tickets, you go in the running for a grand prize.
You'll go to the soundcheck party. If you win these tickets, they come with soundcheck party passes, man. So you get to go to the soundcheck, get to do the meet and greet, get to see an acoustic set from Fire from the Gods before the show starts.
Everybody gets to do that.
Yeah, if you win the tickets, you're into that. That's what I understand, what it says here.
All right, so we have three pair to give away with this special game right here. Oh, yes. 5 in 10. We give you 10 seconds on the clock. You have to give us 5 things that we're looking for.
Yep.
9, I'm feeling ballsy. You want to hit me with one?
Yeah, you want me to give you a 5 in 10?
Yeah.
Okay, give me.
Put me on the spot. Why not?
Let's see.
I'll show you how hard this really is.
Yeah. Give me 5 famous people from the upstate.
Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, Jeremy Clements, Fat Boy, Paige, Twisted Todd, and...
That was 5.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't going to say myself, and then I wasn't going to say you, because...
You don't want to put me over.
And put you over. I mean, that's our deal together, right? Yeah. You put everyone else over.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man.
See, it can be hard. It can be easy. I mean, that one right there, pretty... I'll hit you with one, Jimmy.
Yeah, give me one.
All right, hold on. Let me bring up my... In the meantime, while I find one for 9, you should call 1-800-774-0093 if you would like to win the tickets to see Bad Wolves. 9, give me 5 consonants.
Consonants?
Consonants.
Like consonants.
Like letters.
Okay, B, C, D, F-G-H.
There you go.
You're both going to sound check.
I was already going. I'm running the board that night. Watch out. Somebody going to get electrocuted. Okay, so I have, actually, Fatboy has five envelopes. Thank you. I don't want to touch them. Fatboy has five envelopes, and three of those envelopes will be the tickets to see the Bad Wolves.
Yay.
Or just Bad Wolves, not the Bad Wolves.
Hoping I get to open these.
And then, again, you got to go to soundcheck, meet and greet, but in two of those envelopes will be what we call a zonk. And when there's a zonk in there, you will hear a sound that Fatboy's about to play. That's the sound. Fatboy has to get his instrument up to play that.
He does.
He blows well.
He does. That's what they say, Paige. You've seen his Google rating. 1-800-774-0093. Let's find some people that want to play 5 and 10. I'll open up that gimmick, and we'll go to P1 Paps for Life. Pats for Life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Fatboy put Paps.
Yep.
And I was like, that's...
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
You got to get checked, man.
Okay. 10 seconds on the clock. P1 Pats for Life. Give me 5 Ivy League schools. Go.
Harvard, Yale, heck, I don't know.
All right, then.
She got 4.
I use that one again.
Yeah, you can definitely use that one again. How many people get that one? I mean, it's easy for me. Is it easy for you, Matt?
I got 4. I didn't know all of these. One of these I totally forget about that I'd still need to verify that that's actually real.
Oh, yeah, it probably is.
I know one of them from watching The Office so much.
Yep. What about you, Fatboy? Easy for you, right? Yep. Don't do it because we can use it.
Because of football, likely. Yeah. All right, 1-800-774.
Being geniuses.
I played in the Kudzu League. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to P1 Demon King on line 2. Demon King, good morning.
Good morning, Too Sweet Tuesday, guys.
We're doing it to the microphones. Mm. You hear that? You do it to the phone now. We'll do it at the same time. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, go. All right, perfect.
Nice.
All right, 10 seconds on the clock. P1 Demon King. 9, what 5 things would you like from him as we play 5 and 10?
Give me 5 Jackass stars.
Go.
Johnny Knoxville. Oh, God, brain fart.
I'll be that blame. Call back if you need to. We'll let you play again.
Use that one again, too.
Yeah. 1-800-7. Some of them have died off.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. We go to line 3, and that brings us Jonathan with 5 envelopes still unopened. What the blank is going on? Hey, Jonathan.
What's going on, fellas?
It is good, sir. 10 seconds on the clock. Is your radio turned up?
No, we're really loud on speaker or something, man.
All right, he's gone. Let's go to Curly on line 4. Nuck, nuck, nuck. Good morning.
Good morning.
10 seconds on
Kirby,
the
K-I-R-D-Y.
Well, at this point, we're making a good connection. Let's roll with it. Kirby, 10 seconds on the clock. Give me 5 countries you want America to go to war with. Go.
Iran. Russia, Germany, Ukraine.
Well, you got closer than I figured.
The hell you want us to go to war with Germany?
I thought we're good with Angela.
What are we going to fight Germany about? I don't even know what we're fighting about.
we're still pissed about the whole Hitler thing.
We are. We want some part 2. Well, hell, part 3.
Oh, man.
Part 2.
You know what was great? How quickly Iran just rolled right over.
Yeah.
Iran?
We don't want to go to war with them.
Russia?
All.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. If that was on WRID, the guy would have got a winner.
Yeah, he would have
had a winner.
Yeah, instantly.
All right, let's go to Ben on line 1. Hey, Ben.
What's up?
It is good, sir. Are you ready to play 5 and 10 to win some Bad Wolves tickets?
I sure am. Let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Give me 5 cowboy movies.
Go.
5 cowboy movies?
Yep.
Oh, man. I couldn't even tell you. Wild Wild West 1 and 2.
I don't think they made a Wild Wild West 2.
If they did, God bless them. It was like straight to Redbox.
Man, use that one again too. That's one real easy for me.
Yeah, but we gotta like get these down.
These are easy.
No envelopes open yet.
Like, you could do five Jackass stars or five cowboy movies. I'm not even thinking about it.
Oh yeah, that's right. 1-800-774-0093. Don't put me on the spot though, because it is harder than it seems.
It is.
Let's go to Tyler on line two. Hey Tyler.
What's up, buddy?
Tyler, I'm going to try to make this easy as I can. You ready?
Let me do it.
Turn your radio down first.
Gotcha.
10 seconds on the clock. Give me five famous Hanks. Go.
Famous what?
Hanks.
Hanks. Oh, Hank Williams Jr. Hank. Oh, my God. You got me. Hank.
Dang it, man. That wasn't a smart way to play.
If there's a junior.
Yeah, and he's got a daddy and a son.
Give me nine. Give me two famous Cal Ripkins. Go.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Let's go to line three. Tough time with the connections today, huh?
Yeah.
God bless.
Rain still messing up phones?
I guess. Let's go to P1 Carolina Girl, 91. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
We're very unsuccessful with giving away these tickets or even opening up envelopes.
Yeah.
So nine, let's give P1 Carolina Girl 91 a good one.
Give me five dog breeds.
Go.
Beagle, German Shepherd, Boston Malamute, Pitbull, and Chihuahua.
Okay.
That'll work.
What was that one?
I don't know. I thought it came out like Boston Malamute.
Regardless.
Malamute, I'm sorry.
Now is the time, P1 Carolina Girl 91. Pick an envelope 1 through 5.
Three.
Number 3. All right. Fat Boy's opening up the envelope. Listen closely here. Don't worry about the paper cuts. It can't cut through those sausage fingers.
You won. You got the ticket.
You got the ticket. Congratulations.
You're going to see Bad Wolves.
Going to see Bad Wolves, sound check party, meet and greet. You never
Fire
know.
Fire from the gods.
You never know. You might leave with an engagement ring.
You might.
One of P1 married a member of Hinder.
That's true.
That's no lie.
Mark.
No, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he lives here now.
That's right. What's up, Greer? 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to Mike on line 4. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, dude. Let's go.
How you do? Oh, God.
He's
here
ready.
We go
He's
then.
Like, man, we're getting behind on time. We got to go.
We are. Same one. Five famous Hanks. Go.
Five famous what?
Hanks. Go.
Hank Ferguson, Hank Williams, Hank Jr., Hank Tony, and Hank Larry.
What? Okay. Hank Tony, Hank Larry. Come on, get out of here.
Hank Darrell.
My other brother, Hank Darrell.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ. Okay. 1-800-774-0093. Give me a time that we need to get out by, and we're going to make this easier so we can get these tickets.
Man, we got to probably be out by the latest, 9:47. The latest.
All right, 5 minutes. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's go to line one. Line one, good morning. Who's this?
Is there somebody with a Charlotte number?
Oh, hang on.
I'll be Davilane.
You got a Charlotte number. Say something. Hey.
Well,
what?
Yeah, good morning.
Okay. Hey, who is this? Who are we talking to?
P1 Demon King.
Oh, P1 Demon King back in a second time.
Well, he's not saying he can't get through twice.
What was the one that stumped him earlier?
I don't know. You have to ask him.
What was the one that you didn't get?
Jackass?
The five Jackass stars.
Okay.
10 seconds on the clock, nine. Give P1 Demon King another shot.
Give me five Eddie Murphy movies.
Go.
Boomerang, Coming to America, Norbit.
Oh, Jesus.
Big Mama's House.
Oh, my God.
Big Mama's House.
Norbit?
Big Mama's House?
Yeah, but Norbit.
Well, he's doing? In that.
Just go to 1-800-774-0093. You remember the slide, the water slide, though?
Yeah,
that was funny. Glenn is on line two. Hey, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. 10 seconds on the clock. Nine, what five things would you like from Glenn?
Let's see. Give me five concert venues.
Go. I give up. All right,
that's time. Not a damn guessing world.
Hey, do you know anybody who wants to go to this? I mean, obviously there's people that want to go, but they're not worth a darn at playing our games.
I got some good ones.
All right. Here's where are we gonna reduce this down to 4 and 10?
Like, I say we keep it at 5, or we just I got some ideas.
Okay, let's go to Jenna on line one. Jenna, good morning to you.
Dan?
Jenna on one.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, I got to click it through.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey.
Jenna, you'd like to go see Bad Wolves, the sound check party, the meet and greet, the whole nine yards?
Yes.
10 seconds on the clock. Give me five friends of Winnie the Pooh. Go.
Okay. All right. Piglet, Eeyore, the rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, Christopher Robin.
Ah, God bless.
So close.
So close. So, close. So far away.
All right.
1-800-774-0093. We got 1 minute to go. Here we go. Dan on two. Dan?
Yes, sir.
All right. 10 seconds on the clock. Real quick. Nine, what five things do you want from Dan?
Give me, let's see, it's an 828. Give me five cities in North Carolina.
Go.
Asheville, Charlotte, Greensboro, Wilmington, and Raleigh.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
Got a winner.
Now pick an envelope. One, two, four, or five?
Five.
Fat boy's opening up the envelope. But listen closely.
Oh, my God. You won.
You got a party. Bad Wolves. Hell yeah. Hold on. Thursday week. All right, what's your idea for the last pair, Jim?
Man, you just something like I just did, like ice cream flavors, something that's just simple.
All right, can we throw one more on?
Yeah, hang on.
We, you know, this is
one more.
We got So the problem is we only have four phone lines coming in, and now we've got two people on hold. They have one.
Yeah.
So it's hard to.
It is.
To make it all work.
We got somebody on hold. We're trying, Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Good morning, Ryan. Yeah. How are you? 10 seconds on the clock, Ryan. Give me five odd numbers. Go.
3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15.
Here we go.
You got a game.
Now pick an envelope. Which envelopes are left, Fat Boy? Let Ryan
That's,
know.
That's 1, 2, and 4, I believe.
1, 2, and 4. Pick an envelope.
Let's go to number two.
Number two. Well, that's good. I'm about to do that myself.
I will after the show.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. And now we're done. We're out of time.
We're done. All right. Sorry about that, Ryan. All right. So here's what we'll do. That was a weird situation with 5 and 10 today.
Yeah. Sticking a TSL question if we have time.
We're going to do 9's TSL question of the day. Matter of fact, here's what we'll do. Caller 13 right now. Damn it.
Do it. Just give them away.
774-0093. If you can go to the show Thursday week at the Firmament, you got your tickets. Caller 13 right now. More Rise Guys right after this. God bless.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
So how far is that processing plant we have to drive to?
I'm not certain.
Good Lord.
I know.
Start talking about it. The GPS doesn't go out there. I'm like,
I know,
good
man.
Lord. Anyway, we're talking about Paige's Pigskin Punishment for tomorrow.
Yeah,
It's
a rendering plant, by the way.
A rendering plant?
Rendering plant, yep.
What do they used to call them?
Closest one might be in Gastonia.
Arboretums?
Arboretum?
Arboretums?
Maybe.
National Guard Armories? Wherever they do that stuff. Tomorrow, for Paige's Pigskin Punishment, she will eat or drink a smoothie made with some of her most hated foods, including Tijuana Mama Hot Weenies. Six of them.
It's going to be a great thing to watch, isn't it? It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be wonderful. And thank you to the Jeffcoats for their, not Jeff Rose, but the Jeffcoats for their assistance in some of these various meat products.
Yeah, Donnie Jeffcoat specifically.
Yeah, specifically Donnie. All right. That'll be going down tomorrow, as well as 9's Best Damn Audio, and we'll have more tickets to see Bad Wolves. Get today's podcast, go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige?
Yeah.
What do you eat for breakfast tomorrow? You
I'm
put
not
going to
eat, so I just maybe have heaves instead of really vomiting.
Hey. Heaves?
Like,
not heaves, heaves.
She's practicing.
Yeah, all right,
practicing.
Fantastic. Get ready for that.
I know.
Fat Boy.
Throwing touchdowns.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thanks for listening. God bless y'all. Have a good day.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Bye, baby, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.